House, please come to order. Will the members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
28 present, 12 absent.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, Representatives Bradley, Brown, Gardner, Greening, Haugen, Hayes, Meekins, Miles, Parr, Schaefer, and Swanson are excused from the call of the House today. I'll ask that any other members absent be excused on be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Our chaplain today is Pastor Hunt of the Resurrection Lutheran Church. The House please rise for prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who has so graciously called us to be your servants, assist us in holding ourselves in readiness today for your word of command. Give each and all of us the Spirit, we pray, to keep himself and herself in continual training for the punctual fulfillment of your most holy will. Help us, either as members of this house or as citizens of our great land, to keep the edges of our minds keen, to keep our thinking straight and true, to keep our passions in control, to keep our wills active, and to keep our bodies fit and healthy. We pray in the name of him who kept your divine will perfectly, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Clerk, please certify the correctness of the journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 25th day.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 25th day.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction to the chambers? Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to the body today a student from Thornby High School in Juneau, attending a rural student vocation program, Leona Balser.
Representative Lafine.
Mr. Speaker, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a former member of this body, Mr. James Parsons.
Sir, it's a tradition in the House to offer former members the privilege of the floor. Have you anything to say to the House? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the far reaches of Gallery B is a friend from Fairbanks. He's a local psychologist there, has handled many state programs, and been a member of the City Council, Dr. Frank Gold.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the fiscal year 1978 Free Conference Committee budget intent, I am submitting our response regarding management and efficiency review recommendation number 17. This letter has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. It's 2 pages long. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed House Bill number 648, Special Appropriation to the Department of Law, and it is returned herewith. This bill has been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed Senate Joint Resolution number 35, and it is transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Joint Resolution number 35 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee relating to the upgrading to state standards of the BIA's rural schools.
The resolution will be referred to the Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution 53 relating to reimbursement of Alaska advisors to salmon fisheries negotiations under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Malone, Snyder, Bennett, Eliason, Urien, Akers, and Osterbach. House Joint Resolution number 53 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 373, creating a net income tax deduction or credit for child adoption expenses, under consideration. five of the members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 373 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Greening, Duncan, Guy, Rode, and Cooper. Having no recommendation, Buchholz, Freeman, and Schaefer. House Bill 373 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 389, providing for an orientation program for new legislators, under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Greening, Duncan, Buchholz, Meekins, Schaefer, Guy, Haugen, Rode, Freeman, and Cooper. House Bill 389 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 573, amending the Commercial Fishing Loan Act, under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 573 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Snyder, Eliason, Urien, Akers, Miller, and Osterbach. Having no recommendation, Malone, Bennett, and Smith. House Bill 573 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 652, a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for disbursement to the Steering Council on Alaska Lands, under consideration, and the committee reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, signing do pass, Malone, Snyder, Osterbach. Having no recommendation, Miller, Bennett, Eliason. Signing do not pass unless amended, Urien. Signing do not pass, Akers. House Bill 652 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions and citations?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills?
House Bill 725 by the Special Committee on Subsistence.
Representative Urien, House please stand at ease.
Back to order.
We're down to introduction of bills. Clerk, have bills for introduction.
House Bill 725 by the Special Committee on Subsistence, an act regionalizing and unifying the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game.
Bill be referred to the Special Committee on Subsistence, Resources, and Finance.
House Bill 726 by NACAC, Bradley, Cotton, Freeman, Greening, Meekins, and Snyder, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education, Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, to implement multilingual news coverage of the 1978 legislative session and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 727 by Schaefer, an act providing for the inclusion of full-time magistrates under the judicial retirement system and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 728 by Osterbach, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for acquisition of a mobile dental clinic to serve residents of rural Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to today's calendar, which is fairly short. Proceed to unfinished, there is no calendar for today. Proceed to unfinished business. Representative NACAC.
Mr. Speaker, I'd ask if HB 726 could be held on the clerk's desk for a half hour to give everybody the time they need to sign on. I'm sure there'll be an avalanche. Thank you.
House Bill 726 is a bill introduced making a special appropriation for multilingual news coverage. Representative Urien? Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Member will be excused on the dates indicated. Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Member will be excused on the dates indicated. Representative Akers?
Mr. Speaker, may we revert back to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection, revert to introduction of guests. Representative Akers?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine in Gallery B, from the Aleutians. He's also president of the Aleut League. Pat Fletnikoff.
There are no further guests for introduction. Continue with the regular order of business. We're under unfinished business. Yesterday announced that make assignments for review of the appointments by the governor to the different positions in his list of commissioners and other appointments submitted to the legislature in his letter dated January 23rd and the subsequent letter regarding the commissioner of the Department of Transportation. And this time, I'd like to ask the following committees to review the following appointments and to make a report to the House on the suitability of those appointments for confirmation. In some cases, more than one committee may be interested in a subject area, and I would recommend in that case that joint hearings be held as far as possible and that reports issued from both committees. Going down the governor's list, ask the Resources Committee to review the appointment of Ronald Skoogs, Commissioner of the Department of Fish and Game, Health, Education, and Social Services, to review the appointment for the Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services. Would ask the State Affairs Committee to review the appointment of the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation. Ask the Commerce Committee to review the appointment to the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors. Ask the Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services to review the appointment to the Athletic Commission. Ask the Commerce Committee to review the appointment to the Board of Barber Examiners. Ask the Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services to review the appointment to the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. State Affairs Committee to review the appointments to the Capital Site Planning Commission. The Resources Committee to review the appointments to the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. Also, the Resources Committee to review the appointments to the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game and the Board of Guide Licensing and Control. Ask the Commerce Committee to review the Board of appointment to the Board of Hairdressing and Beauty Culture Examiners. It asks the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee to review the appointment to the State Commission on Human Rights. The Judiciary Committee to review the appointment to the Judicial Council. The Resources Committee to review the appointments to the Alaska King Crab Marketing Quality Control Board. Ask the Labor and Management Committee to review the appointment to the Occupational Safety and Health Review Board. Ask the Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services to review the appointments to the Board of Pharmacy. The Commerce Committee to review the appointments to the Alaska Pipeline Commission. Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services to review the appointments to the Professional Teaching Practices Commission and also the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Association Examiners. Ask the State Affairs Committee to review the appointment to the Public Offices Commission. The Commerce Committee to review the appointment to the State Real Estate Commission. I'd ask, particularly in one case, the appointment to the Board of Regents to both the Committee on Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance to review and report on that appointment. Ask the Labor and Management Committee to review the appointments to the Alaska Workmen's Compensation Board. In addition to the names requiring confirmation submitted to the legislature by the governor, we have a number of boards and commissions which under the present law, at least, do not require legislative confirmation. And I would ask for a review and a report if the committees feel that the report is necessary for the appointment by the State Affairs Committee to the Alaska Historic Advisory Committee, to the Local Boundary Commission by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee of the appointments to the Medical Indemnity Corporation, the Resources Committee to review the appointment to the Pacific Marine Fisheries, the Judiciary Committee to review the appointments to the State Parole Board, the Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services to review the appointment, the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, and it asked the Finance Committee to review the appointment to the Alaska Power Authority, and the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee to review the appointment the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education. Also, I'd like the committees to review these appointments and make the reports by the 20th of the month. If it's not possible to do that, I'd ask the chairman to notify the House of the reasons, at least notify the chair of the reasons for not being able to make that date. This time we've set no date for a joint session for confirmation. Still under unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Are there any special orders? Announcements. Representative Rhodes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have the privilege of special orders to speak on Alaska Statutes Title 28, Section 2810-540.
Without objection, you have the floor, Representative Rhodes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since our short stay in Juneau, I had observed many license plates that were foreign license plates. So with the help of my cellmate, Representative Chatterton, we've compiled a list, at least a partial list of these plates, which I'd like to name some of them. One is a Colorado plate, KG4518, that's a Datsun. Oregon GJY930, Washington KBR779, Nevada ORM755, Washington 00318, Washington PB6977, that's also a Datsun, California 71697W, which is also a Datsun, New York license 602FXI. That's a Nova, and the Washington OST081, and also there's a Utah and a California, it goes on and on. Well, according to the statutes, these people have 90 days vacation in the state, and I doubt if there's anybody vacation in Juneau this time of year. And I don't know how many more of these plates are running around. But I think that the powers to be, if they would look into these plates, and I understand if they go to work for the state, why they're obligated to buy a plate. And I noticed one of these cars is parked up here in the state parking lot, undercover, when other people are looking for parking stalls. Well, I'm sure that they wouldn't be in there unless they were working for the state, or at least they shouldn't be. So I think if the powers to be would get on the ball and collect the money from these license plates that are running around, illegitimately, I would say, we wouldn't probably have to raise any more taxes this year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any more special orders? Announcements, committee meetings. Representative Rudd.
Community Regional Affairs will meet on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. We will consider the recommendation of the Local Boundary Commission for annexations in the city of Skagway and the Haynesboro.
Representative Nakak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As State Affairs met last night for a marathon 2.5-hour session, we're not going to meet today.
Representative Osterbach.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a joint meeting in House and Senate Resource Committee today at 1:30 p.m. in room 126 Capitol Building. Testimony will be heard on SJR 37, HJR 55, SB 439, HB 286, and SB 440, HB 687, concerning bowhead whales.
Representative Osi. Representative McKinnon.
Commerce will meet at 8 o'clock Monday morning. We'll be taking up House Bill 703, dealing with State Savings and Loans Association.
Further announcements? Representative Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, could the record reflect my presence since there hadn't been a vote this morning?
Record, please, Chairman, clerk, please note the presence of Representative Cooper, also Representative Meekins in the Journal. Representative Duncan. A couple other announcements. I don't know if this is posted any place. There are at least two out-of-town meetings going on. One today, I understand, at 10 o'clock in the Fairbanks Borough Assembly chambers on the permanent fund legislation, and tomorrow on the same subject in Anchorage at 10:30 in the state courthouse in the jury room. Is there further, Representative Urien? Are there further announcements? Are there further business to come before the House? Representative Miller?
No, since the minority leader made that announcement, I don't have any further announcements to make. Mr. Speaker, I'll ask this unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Hearing no objection, the House is adjourned.